wonder what succulent meat sack I'll find today. Yesterday's was so weak, I couldn't even enjoy him submitting. And the punk had the nerve to last 2 minutes. Such a shame. But what can one expect from a human male? They're so puny and frail. It's entirely too fun making them my little slaves, though. Watching them break in real time is a pleasure I'll never get tired of. Speaking of which, what do we have here? This human seems oddly different. Maybe he's been touched by a monster before. No, I'd see the mono. What is it? There it is. This human is a priest blood. It doesn't seem he's aware, much to his benefit. Such a weak-minded group of individuals thinking they have the power to rid the world of succubi, devils, demons, and the likes of us. They still haven't learned that we came first, and that we will be here long after humans no longer roam this earth. How fun would it be to corrupt his soul? Hello, human. Above you. No. To your right. You humans sure are dense. It'd be so easy to pick you off with the way your senses betray you. There we go. Scared, are you? I can smell it, you know. I can see it, too. The way your hairs, even the microscopic ones, are on edge at the sight of me. The way your sweat has started to seep out of your pores under your arms, your hands, and your feet. It smells delicious. Oh, come on, you can calm down now. I'm not gonna kill you. If I wanted to, I would have done that when I first spotted you. What brings you to the edge of this volcano? You do speak, right? Don't tell me you're mute. There you go. So, a geologist, huh? Haven't had many of those, but then again, most who do enough research know not to come near the volcanoes my people inhabit. Yes, my people. I am but one of many of my kind, and my kind is one but many of what your kind calls the Monsterverse. You seriously know nothing of us. How sad. You should probably leave before you're not allowed to. I can help you. Others like me, they'd do unthinkable things to you if they had the chance. Why am I willing to help? I suppose I've seen enough of the division between our kind. I wish to see a world where we can all live peacefully, together. No need to thank me. The pleasure will be all mine. Literally. What? Oh, nothing. Follow me. I'm sorry. You said you don't remember being on this path coming to the volcano? You must be mistaken. It's the only safe way here and back. The fumes from the lava may have fogged your mind. Trust me. I've dwelled here for a century. I know my way around, don't you think? Good. That's right. Trust me. What am I? I am a hellhound. Your kind compares me to a wolf. They call my kind beastmen. Such a derogatory term, don't you think? You got on to the sentry part. I figured you'd linger. Yes, I am 101 years old. My kind don't have the same lifespans as humans. More questions. I don't seem to remember you offering to pay me for my knowledge. Is this to be an exchange? Correct. I've lived long enough to have gained a wealth of knowledge beyond your imagination. So instead, in exchange, I'll ask you this. Have you come prepared to protect yourself? Foolish humans. Always so trusting. Always so weak to a pretty face and enticing body. Always so ineffective and inattentive. Did you not notice we've only become more secluded from both the outside world and my kind? Are you that naive? It seems so. As now you find yourself pinned beneath my might, and there's nothing you could possibly do, Priestblood. It's going to be joyous corrupting you, turning you to the dark side. Smelling the fear rolling off of your body, hearing the tremble of your whines and whimpers as I break you in, inch by inch. You will be my dearest pet. It's time I claim one anyways. Do my worst. What are you saying? And why don't I smell fear? Explain, human. I see. So, you came here to die. You poor soul. You say you have no purpose, is that right? I'm not surprised. Man is weak. They always will be. I hate to tell you this, but you won't be losing your life this day. You and I have only just begun. I will give you purpose. You will be my personal toy from now until your body hasn't a drop of life in it. I will use you whenever and however I wish, and you will submit. Well, you're thanking me. I knew there was something off about you. You're grateful to now have a purpose. Why is that oddly making me drip with anticipation? I'd usually scorn at a man who gives in so easily. You're never any fun that way, but you never had to give in. You want to be a slave. You want to be used. You want to live solely for my benefit. Oh, now I just have to take you and keep you for myself. I can't hold it in any longer. You must be mine. And your body agrees, it seems. Prepare yourself, human. I'm going to show you a world of pleasure you'll never, ever regret. And you're well endowed. I suppose I've hit the jackpot. And now that you're raring and ready to go, you're mine. Weak and defenseless while I choke you and pin you down. Yes, yes. How does it feel having a stronger being taking you? Having a tighter pussy wrapped around that cock of yours, you worthless, stinking human. I can feel you bucking your hips beneath me, but you won't move. I'm stronger. I take the lead. I choose the tempo, I choose the pace. It's all up to me, you weak, weak, sad sack of shit. Oh no, don't you come yet. Don't you come yet. You're mine. Yes. You've got to be kidding me. You are so very, very lucky I didn't decide to kill you. But that's okay. You may have come quick, but this, my useless toy, is only the beginning. I will make you breed me and give me offspring so they know the pleasure of taking a pet for themselves. You have no idea the life I have in store for you.